Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Hi there. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast with Sharon Lecter. Today, I want to talk about always be a student. I love learning and I love to go to events and just soak up the knowledge. And yes, you become an expert, you even become an authority, but in order to stay that way, you have to make sure you maintain that. And one of my favorite quotes from Earl Nightingale is, "The minute a man stops learning, our world will begin to pass him by. He will be left a lonely and disconsolate figure in its wake. To learn or not learn is a decision each of us must make." Earl Nightingale was a just incredible gift and left a trove of wisdom. And that's why I continue listening to the legends that are no longer with us, because you just never stop learning. I talk about that. I read Think and Grow Rich every year because the book doesn't change, but I change. And so when I read it, something will pop up that I don't remember being there before, but it's what I needed that day to be able to move forward. And so I challenge you, when you've heard me say, when have you done something for the first time? When was the last time you did something for the first time? And that's one thing I continue to challenge myself with. What new experiences can I have? What should I do to continue moving myself forward? And so ask yourself, what could you be doing to continue learning? Are you a lifelong learner? Now, the book that we, my latest book, Success in Something Greater, we have close to 20 people that we highlight. Every one of them was a constant learner. And as you've watched this podcast, the guests that I've had on the podcast, invariably they talk about what they're reading or their daily habits. They're constantly reading and learning new things. Readers are leaders. You've heard that phrase. But at the same time, how are you challenging yourself to always be at the top of your game? For instance, I talk about, as we're moving into this more digital marketing world, I don't have time to learn that. And even if I did, I'd probably be very good at it. So we bring in the top team and their expertise joins our team and we have the greatest outcome. But that doesn't mean we're not learning along the way, but getting a better understanding. When I'm invited to go speak somewhere, many speakers fly in, get on stage and leave. I try to be there for the whole event so that I can understand what's being heard from the other speakers so that I can tag team, where I can at least make what I'm speaking to more relevant and not repeat something that someone else has done. But that's something that I ask you and I trigger you, are you a lifelong learner? One of the ways to do that is to stop talking and start listening. One of the most powerful communication tools is asking questions. And so people say, well, I don't like small talk. I don't like to network. I don't just know what to say. And it's easy to get past that hump is because you start being interested and stop worrying about being interesting. You go to a new networking group, you just go up and you introduce yourself. And then you ask somebody, to tell you about themselves, not just what they do, but how long have they lived there? Where are they from? Just to get to know them, but also to start finding out what they do in the world and say, well, that's really interesting. Tell me more. Powerful words. Tell me more. You want to hear that from other people when you're talking to them about yourself, but it's also a way for you to encourage others to open up to you and be able to expand your network. But in the interim, you're learning new things. This weekend we were with my daughter's father-in-law. I just sat there amazed listening to him to talk about some new technology that's working on that's going to really help advance cancer research. And I just I started asking questions and he just lit up because somebody was interested in what he had to say. But to understand where he's going and the things that he's doing, and you feel that, you feel yourself get a little younger because you're being interested. You're asking questions. It's triggering parts of your brain that may have been inactive, learning, getting, wanting new information. And when you do that, it's like contagious. When you want to learn, other people are interested. That's why women investment groups became so popular, because not only did they love the social aspect, but they were learning together. And by learning together, they weren't so embarrassed that maybe they didn't know everything, because they realized nobody ever knows everything. And so when you get together, you have the collective knowledge of the group. And, sometimes the questions that you ask, you may not learn anything new, but that's the pathway to get there. A lot of people are afraid to ask questions because they're afraid that they're going to look stupid. That was me for a long time. I was the proverbial straight A student, and I said, gosh, if I ask a question, it's going to appear like I'm dumb, that I don't know something. And it's taken me a lot of years, but it's a lot easier for me now to ask those questions. And, that's really, you think this because you're embarrassed that you don't want people to think you don't know something, but there's actually a little ego in there because you want to look smart, right? And so rather than looking smart, challenge yourself to look interested, and not just look interested, but be interested. When Mike and I are going out to dinner with other people, we tend to do a lot of listening because we ask questions and people like to talk about themselves, and it makes the time go by very quickly because you don't have to think something to say. And being interested in others and what they're doing, it also kind of triggers your curiosity of things that you could do as well, things that you could experience new in your life, or places that you can go, or understanding, like cancer research. I just love listening to these people that are so brilliant, that are creating new pathways and new things that we can keep moving in the right direction. And then, when you are adding information up here, you're triggering creativity. And that's what keeps you young. My daughter is a researcher, and she's an expert in dementia and Alzheimer prevention and care. And she trains caregivers on how best to treat and keep keep that mind triggered. And a lot of it is keeping things going and challenging and crossword puzzles or puzzles or things that keep the brain moving. And I find myself now, I'm reading more than I've ever read before, but now I would read pleasure books when I was literally on vacation, which wasn't very often. And now I'm kind of forcing myself, half business, half pleasure, because it gives the mind a rest. And I think, okay, I'm still learning about new areas, history, that kind of thing. But it's not when my focus is. And so it really has, I have felt that calming, but by just opening up new pathways. And so what are you doing to trigger yourself to be a lifelong learner? Reading is one way, but social interaction is also important, and asking those questions. I was at an Arizona Financial Literacy Task Force meeting, and it's interesting because you've got people there from industry, from the public, from education, and government. And it's very interesting to have one topic and have four or five completely different opinions on the same facts, the same topic. And it's like, what shade glasses are you wearing? know, what color are your glasses? And do you need to like take them off and look through a different lens? And it's really intriguing. At first it's frustrating, almost a little maddening, because you want people to see things the way you see. But then when you take a step back and become interested, and you start saying, okay, that's how they're seeing it. Let me step into their shoes and see if I can figure out how better to communicate with them. Let me learn their position from their point of view so that maybe I can create a better bridge. And that's called lifelong learning, right? And everything that you do, if you're constantly saying, is there a new perspective that I should look at? Is there a new way from, you know, our government in Washington could use this technique. But again, are you learning? Are you allowing yourself to look at different perspectives? Because I know I could be accused of being set in my ways. And so I step back and go, okay, wait a minute. Parenting, good example. You have to take a step back and step in your kids' shoes and say, okay, this is their experience, this is your knowledge, that's why they're over here and I'm over here. And we can both become bulls, or we can say, okay, let me figure out, when I was that age, did I feel that way? And that's learning, that's being aware, building your awareness. But it's something that constantly, when I'm going, when I was over in Copenhagen, I spent the time to study Denmark's economy, Western Europe's economy, to understand what's happening there, what's going on in their minds, so that the messaging that I provided was more in alignment and in tune with where they are. And if I hadn't taken the time to study and learn that, I may not have been as effective in my communication with them. And so whether it's your business, your personal life, your parenting, just being with friends, challenge yourself to turn on the curiosity, turn on the desire to be a lifelong learner, and start asking those questions, being interested, not interesting. Because when you're interesting and you want to talk, you're sucking all the oxygen out. So be interested means you're in a receiving mode, a learning mode. And you're making other people have the opportunity to have the limelight. And you're taking your ego and setting it back and being open to new opportunities and new information. Now, you know, there are times when you're with people that you don't have a choice to listen because they do all the talking. And I find myself, some of them are good friends of mine. I know that I limit my time with them. Not that I don't care about them, but it's like, do I want to spend the next 3 hours hearing the same thing I did from them 2 weeks ago? Okay. Start making those choices because your time is valuable. But with people that you can help and support each other and learn from them, they learn from you. That creates the greatest relationship. But it's you making that assessment and then challenging yourself to say, okay, am I learning? Am I applying that learning? Am I challenging myself to learn something new? And I get excited when I hear my grandson, he's in middle school and he's in the special engineering program and he talks about what he's learning. I just love the excitement in his eyes. And I feel that too when I'm learning something new. When I'm at an event and I wait for the next speakers because I want to learn, I take picture of their slides. I want to continue learning what's being shared from the experts. And sometimes I use that to challenge my own team. Have you heard of this? All right. I want to make sure that I may not know the information, but I'm out there enough and I'm learning enough that I know what questions to ask. And in doing that, I feel like I'm keeping myself on the cutting edge. So my challenge to you, are you keeping yourself on the cutting edge? Are you a lifelong learner? Are you a student as well as a teacher? It's very important to know that as you continue learning, you stay younger. Your mind is more excited. So be a student, lifelong learner, and make sure you sign up for the Play Big Movement, because I'm going to continue this conversation there. But I want to just thank you so much for your participation in today. And please share this with your network. We'd love to have everybody in the Play Big Movement podcast world and share this information and let us know your feedback, any information that you'd like to share with us, info@SharonLechter.com. And remember, to be a lifelong learner is to play big, because you're constantly expanding. Thank you. Have a great day. Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn @SharonLechter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lechter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.